Blog Talk Radio.
A denied entry to USA show.
You go retaliate and do towards your friends, it becomes a gang situation. Next thing you know, y'all up against the military, and then y'all become a militarized zone.
All right, listen up. Have you been stopped at the U.S. border?
Trying to keep it going, you know what I'm saying? But whoever bring the noise, you know, 209th and Figueroa, you know what I'm saying? We got to handle our business. We ain't let nobody step on our toes. Blood, rips, or whoever.
Right here, these all that.
Do you have a criminal record? You know who you are.
Come on, bullet holes, scars. Come on, 19, 20 years in prison. YA, camp, juvenile hall, San Quentin, Spokane, Solidar, Cork, Pelican Bay, Chino, the whole.
Well, this show is definitely for you then.
I think the police out here primarily arrest criminals, irregardless of their hue, criminal allegiance, sex, religion, faith, all that. They are out here to arrest criminals. And gang members tend to fall into the criminal realm. They're criminals. They shoot, kill, pack illegal weapons. They're criminals. So as a consequence of that, they have to have a gang division of the police department. No, but the pigs ain't out just to arrest a certain person. They are anti-criminal. I ain't mad at them. That's their job. 5-0, no, I ain't got nothing against them as far as they being soldiers, taking money out of the bank. If they swatting me on some activity, I got to get down with them. That's the rule. But I ain't going to fuck with them for no reason, and they ain't going to fuck with me. Because I drive by the rule. I ain't got nothing against 5-0. They push up on me, I'm getting ill. And the motherfuckers going.
Now, reaching out to you from the beautiful Pacific Northwest, it's Ken and Lisa.
Well, this is another episode of the Guy Entry USA show. As you guys know, it's a show for you, only you and no one else. So I'm Ken Scott, Senior, U.S. Immigration Law Intelligence Analyst with www.usentrywaiverservices.com. And as you guys are well aware, we resolve all of your USA border crossing issues and more. We've got 7 global, soon to be 8 locations around the world. I guess global means obviously around the world. And today is what? Today's 5th of September 2022. So a little bit of a change up today in the pace because the guest, I cannot seem to locate him. I don't know if he changed his mind or perhaps his technical difficulties, but just like in the traditions of the Borg from Star Trek, I can adapt and assimilate, which I've already done. Today's show is going to be on Canadian pardon scam, but I'm going to combine that with the question of what is the difference between a pardon and waiver? Let's start out with waiver first. Can you believe that there are some people who don't know the difference between pardon and waiver? I know, and it's not meant to mock them or anything, but let me go over the differences quickly. A Canadian pardon is issued by the Canadian government, which is why it's called Canadian pardon. The official name now is record suspension, but we just still refer to it as the old name of Canadian pardon. Canadian pardon is issued by the Canadian government, and what it does is it pardons or seals your offense in Canada. So if you have a record in Canada for, let's say, bank robbery or trafficking, and you get a Canadian pardon, your pardon is technically supposed to seal your offense in Canada. A U.S. waiver is a document issued by the U.S. government, and it
in this case, the I-192 waiver, it temporarily waives the reason of your inadmissibility to the USA. So if you have a conviction for trafficking and you have a U.S. entry waiver, or an approved one anyway, the waiver will temporarily waive, and temporarily is the big word here, will temporarily waive your inadmissibility to the U.S. So if your waiver is good for, let's say, 5 years, for 5 years, you're technically waived to enter the USA, providing that at each time you enter the U.S. and you go through inspection, that there are no new areas of inadmissibility that pop up or CBP discovers. So if you have a waiver for, let's say, trafficking, but then you voluntarily tell the officer that, oh, well, I also robbed the BMO, Bank of Montreal, down in Abbey, but I never got caught for it. So now you need a waiver for the bank robbery, even though you weren't convicted, but you voluntarily admitted to it, because that's actually addressed in the immigration code. Not to sound like a parrot, but they go by, the code goes by whatever relevant convictions you may have and what you may voluntarily admit to. And guys, please note that every time we do these episodes, whether it's YouTube or here, we always give like the watered down version so you guys won't get bored or confused. So if that makes any sense, there's no sense in me sitting here talking to you guys using a lot of complex terminology that you won't have a clue to what I'm saying. So it's watered down for the purposes of these episodes. So having said that, well, differences between, what did I say here? Let me go back to my notes. Yeah, what is the difference between a pardon and a waiver? I think I pretty much answered that. A pardon pardons you in Canada. A waiver waives your admission to the USA. But now, in concurrence with the board, we're going to combine this episode, like I said a few minutes ago. So the narrative for the episode says, this episode is essentially about a gentleman that was scammed / misinformed about his border crossing case. He was essentially guaranteed that a Canadian pardon would prevent him from needing a U.S. entry waiver. And we said, well, the narrative here anyway, this is not true since the Canadian pardon is not recognized by CBP. Let me say it again, guys. A Canadian pardon is not recognized by CBP. CBP is the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. And he said that we hear his story will be a warning for people using the cheap Ontario discount waiver companies. They sold him the quote-unquote executive pardon package, which is supposed to be an expedited service to obtain his pardon. Guys, there's no such thing as expedited service. That you cannot pay the government extra money, Canadian or American, to process your pardon or waiver case any faster. Let me say it again. There's no such thing as expedited service since you cannot pay the Canadian or U.S. government to process your pardon case or waiver application any faster. It is a myth. And it's also a trick that the discount waiver company's pulling you guys. They view you guys... Oh, maybe that's him. They view you guys as suckers because they think you guys don't know. Is this him? No, it's not. Okay. But I thought that was him. I was going to ring him up. So the thing is, if, how can I say it? This is the way it gets tricky because the companies tell people, oh, well, it's sealed in Canada, so CBP will not see it. Guys, that is not necessarily true. That is not necessarily true. Then they say the BS of, oh, as long as you have not been looked up, they won't know. Again, that is not necessarily true. A pardon cannot get you into the USA. You still need a waiver if it's a relevant offense. Case in point, say here in the Lower Mainland, here in good old Surrey, let's just say Jay Singh is in the Gang Task Force database. And yeah, Jay has a pardon, let's just say, but he's still in the database. So here, the Gang Task Force will give that data to CBP. They share it. So yeah, big deal, he's got a pardon. But the task force says, by the way, Jay Singh still has criminality. This was his offense.
in the past, yada, yada. That stuff goes back and forth. It's intelligence sharing. So pardon means F all, you know, cases like that. There are also cases where people have had pardons for years and suddenly they cross over and the CBP says, hey, what about your conviction? And the guy says, what the? I didn't know you guys knew that. Yep, we knew it, sir. What you guys also are not aware of is that when you get a pardon, the Canadian government will notify CBP or the American government that this individual has received a pardon, but they won't tell CBP what the actual offense is for. Before I continue, I should give you guys a number to call in. If you want to call in area code 516-418-5410. Again, it's 516-418-5410. So it appears to be a New York number. So anyway, in cases like that, you've been scammed by the discount waiver company that guaranteeing you that you could have a pardon, which would prevent you from needing a waiver. That is complete BS. And they hope you guys fall for this. And the thing is, we're not trying to push waivers on you guys. You guys are well aware that if we can get you guys the lifetime clearance, we will. So it's not that we're pushing waivers on you. We don't want you guys getting bent over the table like some of you guys often get from these discount waiver companies. He got bent over the table. And, I mean, it's not really his fault, because the thing is, the gentleman doesn't really know the system. A lot of you guys don't really know the system, but you need to be aware. And, I mean, sometimes some things should be considered common sense. He was fully suspicious, though, all the BS they were selling him, but he still somewhat fell prey to it. So he's aware of what's going on, and I won't tell you the gentleman's name or his offense, but his offense is on the complex scale, and a pardon won't do him any good. That's assuming he even qualified for one. You guys also need to be aware that in terms of getting a pardon, it's not that easy now. Because they look at, and I'm not going to bore you guys with this, it was in the other video, YouTube video we did the other day. Among other things, they look at good moral character. So if you got offenses for, let's say, yelling at the neighbors, I'm trying to think of a good one. You threatened to punch the postman in the jaw for delivering the mail late. You didn't actually verbalize it, but you walked by and showed his fist and said, don't be late next time. And he may or may not call 5-0. If he calls 5-0 and it gets unfounded, that's fine. But they still take a report. They take your name that goes on file as a incident, police incident. So then when you do your pardon, that stuff gets sent to the Parole Board of Canada. So they look at it and they say, well, how can you have good moral character even though, yeah, your conviction 15 years ago for drug trafficking was then, but you threatened the postman non-verbally with your fists for being late with the mail. So even though you weren't charged, but it's still documented. So they look at that, and if you don't have a good reason to justify why you did that, there's a very good chance your pardon is going to get denied. And you guys just wasted all that money. Mind you, the application fee now is $50. So I suppose that's one good thing, but it won't matter because the fact that your pardon still got denied. And in his case, the guy with the trafficking still need a waiver. Another thing you guys are not aware of, and discount company waiver companies won't tell you this because half the time they don't know. They'll tell you whatever they need to do to sell a service to keep their lights on, which apparently is coming increasingly difficult every week. Another thing you guys aren't aware of, if you've been crossing that border for years, be it with a pardon where they haven't found you initially or whatever reason, and then they suddenly find you in the system, and then the first thing you say is, well, sir, I've been crossing this border since, I don't know, 2010 or 1999, let's just say, that officer, it's a good chance he or she are going to be more inclined to really, really get you or stick it to you because their viewpoint is you've been beating the system, so to speak, for a number of years, and they will be damned if they are going to let you go and get away again. So when you guys say to them, oh, well, look, I've been crossing for years, you're just basically pouring salt into the wound. Because he knows that it's been years, and for you to verbalize it, I don't know why you guys do that. You just, maybe some of you guys like to dig your own hole, I guess. I mean, I don't really know, but it doesn't make any sense. But anyway, so this video is probably going to be a quick one. Well, not even a video yet. We're going to put it on YouTube. This episode is going to be fairly quick. But you guys need to be aware that expedited service regarding these pardons. And I hope I didn't pull the power cord out because I'm noticing it was halfway out. So I'm wondering if I missed half this episode. I have no clue. Anyway, what I will do, though, is we're going to take a quick break here and be back in a few moments.
Has this ever happened to you? You live in Canada, and you're stopped at the American border and denied entry, preventing you from traveling to Vegas or anywhere in America, for that matter. Maybe they gave you a hard time because you got busted smoking a joint or something a long time ago. How about you U.S. citizens who've been stopped at the Canadian border on your way to Whistler, Vancouver, maybe Toronto? Didn't it just piss you off? Well, especially if the border official gave you a hard time because of some little thing on your record from the distant past. Well, denied entry to USA.com can help. Denied entry to USA specializes in resolving border crossing problems. With years of experience, these guys can be your lifesavers. They'll work on your behalf so you can easily go back and forth for vacations, business, pleasure, or just to have fun, if you know what I mean. Online at denied entry to USA.com or give them a call at 888-908-3841. That's 888-908-3841. Get your ass back on the road with denied entry to USA.com.
Okay, guys, we're back. So we'll probably just wrap this up because it's a bit disappointing. The guest did not appear. I'm going to do one quick check to see if maybe he messaged us. And nope, looks like he did not. So anyway, so we adapted and we overcame. So again, guys, it's Ken Scott, Senior, U.S. Immigration Law Intelligence Analyst with www.usentrywaiverservices.com. That's 888-908-3841 or 604-562-8140. And you guys have a great holiday and live long and prosper.
Here I stand, done bent, got to represent, soft bent, trope, L.A. every day, nigga, monthly, yearly. 34 to be exact, nigga, fear me. Atomic dog, I'm in your zone, your area. Bull Massive, Pit Bull Terrier. I'm coming through like the Wu dumping chambers. Third life, get it right, nigga, danger. 7 shots to my body, ain't no killing me. Lock and load, double back, I had you feeling me. 40 Glock up on your block, headshot. Chest plate getting blown when the 9 knocks. And in the distance, ain't no resistance. Say your homeboy swear they gonna murder me. Said they heard of me, they think I'm on a murder spree. But when they roll up and Chase try to find me, that's when I'm dumping with the fat Mac 90. From the cradle to the grave, I've been kicking static. I've been around from revolvers to automatic. See, I'm a stand-up, stomp-down soldier. Much older, now, from back then. When I was thugging in my songs on my black swim. See, I'm a G, nigga, married to the thug shit. Here the C-O-E, Sherm stick. That's how we do it, kicking back. Stop looking at this gangster video.